This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. The program is always being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. Big program here. We'll try our best to get through hump day, worst day of the week, worst nickname of all time. Thank God we've got schematic data to pour over as we gear up for week 14. We'll take a look at notable wide receiver corner matchups for week 15. For example, how many fantasy points will Tre'Quez Bridges, the corner for the Dallas Cowboys, give up to J-Mo Williams tomorrow night? We'll check in with Mr. Detroit Rock City, Brett Whitefield of Fantasy Points Data. He'll pop out. He's got a bunch of Detroit Lion props that he's in on tomorrow night. And again, he is Detroit-based. He swears he's not a fan, but he's a fan. He's a fan of the Lions. And then we'll take a look at the Week 14 totals. We'll break them down and see what the heck they mean. And I, at first glance, can tell you, get ready for more unders this week. We've got only two games over 50. I mean, I guess that's kind of par for the course this year. We've got a couple of 48.5s, and then we fall off a cliff. The fifth highest total on the board is 44.5, bringing us back to the leather helmet era, I see. And we've got a bunch of, we've got a 33.5 here. I mean, this is bad. So we'll do the best we can to see what these totals mean. The show, as always, is brought to you by Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into real cash fast. Download Better at better.app. Sign up today and get a free $10, no deposit necessary. And always, just another reminder to make sure you subscribe to the Prop Points podcast wherever you get your pods, Apple or Spotify. We do also, at the top of the Wednesday show, we take a peek at the injury report. Not that we have the injury report in totality just yet. We do for the Thursday game. We'll take a look at that first and foremost. Of course, I printed it out and I needed like a telescope to read this, but we do have Deron Bland practicing for the Cowboys, so he's going to play most likely. George Pickens, full practice, so we're good there. Not much going on here with the Cowboys. Tyler Guyton, their tackle, right tackle, or is he left? Anyway, he has been out of practice, but that could be nothing. I'm not sure what that is. We do not have any injury designations as of yet. Trayvon Diggs, though, limited in practice, so we'll see about that. And Terrion Arnold for the Lions, he was put on IR. I think he's done for the whole year. Kirby Joseph's been out for months. He's out again, most likely. They're not going to have Khalif Raymond. And no Brock Wright. So we're a little thin here. Obviously, the big one is Amon-Ra St. Brown, who has not practiced yet this week. Now, he is a gamer. Big game. They're all big now. So I think there's a chance. There's a non-zero chance, I guess, he plays. But we shall see about that one. We'll see what our guy Brett Whitefield has to say about that. But, wow, we have a 54.5 total for that game tomorrow. And we don't. It's the highest on the board. And we don't know if Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to play. And we know that Sam Laporta is not going to play. And Khalif Raymond is out. So we're down to Isaac Tesla and Tom Kennedy. I'll try my best to not do many Tom Kennedy or Kennedy impersonations, basically. I want to catch a ball. So there's that. I can't help myself. I apologize. Well, otherwise, news, notes, everything going on out there in the National Football League, like Drake London, still not practicing here on Wednesday, which doesn't bode all that well. I'm trying to find them. Here they are. They do have the fifth highest total on the board, do the Falcons and the Seahawks, but unfortunately, it's only 44.5, and it is a good schematic matchup, FYI, for Sammy Darnold. So maybe the number is well, it's not that big anyway, but maybe most of the number is Seattle, quite frankly, because if we don't have Drake London, now we're relying on Kyle Pitts. That worked a little bit last week, but I don't know if there's a lot of stick-to-itiveness to Kyle Pitts. There hasn't been in the career thus far. What are we in year five over here with Kyle Pitts? Dalton Kincaid out there practicing on a limited basis. And that is absolutely massive. Second highest total on the board at 52.5. It is a good schematic matchup for Josh Allen. So if Dalton Kincaid goes, very good chance to get 100 yards. I know that's an outrageous statement, but we did play that prop on Hunter Henry 2 weeks ago against the Cincinnati Bengals. I didn't call for 100, but he got 100. And given the state of the Bill receiving core, if they don't get Dalton Kincaid back, they're done. They're not going anywhere. And I will say this too. It looks like they are going to get him back. If they don't make a concerted effort to get his snaps up and his routes up, then heads need to roll here, because this is a former number one pick. Your receiving core is terrible. You have a former number one pick at tight end, a very important position this year. All tight ends are doing well, except for Dalton Kincaid. Not that he's doing that poorly, but you know, all I'm saying is get the snaps, get the routes up on Dalton Kincaid, and let's get the targets up as well. How about this? The Browns opened the 21-day practice window for Deshaun Watson. Now, I just did a live stream this morning over at fantasypoints.com with a gentleman, Thomas, who is Mr. Dynasty for the site. And he's like, you know what? Pick him up in a super flex dynasty, something like that. And I kind of brushed back against it. I spent enough time with former players talking about how hard it is to take a year off. I mean, he's been in and out, up and down, all over the map here, but this guy hasn't played good football in half a decade. So I really don't think there's much going on there with Deshaun Watson. Rams offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur said that the team wants Kyren Williams fresh for the playoffs. So great. What that means is get ready for Blake Corum, because Blake Corum looked really good last week. And Kyren did get nicked up a little bit. I think it was like an ankle or maybe a knee, but it wasn't that serious. But get ready, because they're gonna work Blake Corum in judiciously, I would think. And again, it's smart. It's very smart. The Rams are just better than everybody else. You know, Blake Corum was a good player at Michigan. He was a little hurt that last year, so he was kind of a grinder. But he looks a little fresher these days, a little more spry. So they're smart. They're going to work him into the mix, and it could evolve into a little bit of a two-headed monster. I'm sure in the playoffs they'll use their best player, Kyren Williams. But, you know, you could do worse than Blake Corum at this point. If you're desperate at running back, you could do worse. And I think I said this yesterday. If you have Kyren Williams and you don't have Blake Corum, and then Blake Corum gets hurt and you don't have, or Kyren gets hurt and you don't have Blake Corum, you deserve to lose. You need to have Kyren. If you have Kyren, you need to have Blake Corum, basically. The Colts are not putting Sauce Gardner on IR, so that's good. So he's not going to miss four games, but he could miss multiple games. The Bucs, as expected, opened up the 21-day practice window for big Mike Evans, which they also are teetering with getting Jalen McMillan back, who we all forgot about Jalen McMillan, but he's really good. So there is a world where we might have Big Mike, Jalen McMillan, Emeka Ibuka, Tez Johnson, Cade Otten, a.k.a. the Fantasy Ottoman. That's pretty good for one Baker Mayfield, who needs help, who needs support. And we've got the Saints, Falcons, and Panthers. I'm not expecting Mike Evans to play in week 14, but I can see him ramping it up for week 15. So Saints, Falcons, Panthers, that's not bad. Nary a shutdown corner there. We'll see about J.C. Horn. Obviously, that's a big one. He'll probably be back by week 16, I'm guessing. But we also do have A.J. Terrell. But when you have a multitude of receivers, that's good. That's really good for the Bucs and Baker Mayfield, who, of course, got Bucky Irving back last week. So they might be cooking with some serious gas in a couple of weeks. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said yesterday that the team looks to reestablish physicality and a big man presence in the coming weeks. Now, I've always enjoyed Mike Tomlin-isms. But you know what, dude? It's like, how about you have a good team, a really, really good team. I know he's been really competitive, but I think Steeler fans are getting a little sick of Mike Tomlin, but I know I am. But what does that mean? They don't have physicality. Mike, you drafted Caleb Johnson for that physicality, and he's been a bust. So, I mean, it's Kenny Gainwell or Jalen Warren. I guess Warren would be the more physical of the two. Like I mentioned, the Bucs did actually open up that practice window on Jalen McMillan. The Cardinals signed a running back off the Vikings practice squad. Honestly, I never even heard of the guy. Corey Kiner, which does not bode well for Trey Benson and for Amari DeMarcado. Also, Tyrone Tracy told reporters, I guess last night or Monday night, didn't get out yesterday, that he did suffer a hip contusion and a stinger. So we'll keep an eye on that, because Devin Singletary, you can't get rid of the guy. You just can't. Does he get hurt? No, he does not. When we return, we will, in fact, talk wide receiver corner matchups. But first, if you think you know sports, then it's time to start getting paid for Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. You download the Better app, you pick more or less in your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users, free $10 just for signing up, no deposit required. You could, though, get a 50% deposit match up to $200 if you do deposit. Year-round action on all the sports. Getting started is easy. Go to better.app, that's BETR. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Pop in the promo code VSIN to claim your free $10 and your deposit bonus. Better Picks, if you know sports, it's time to prove it. Wide receiver corner matchups next here on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. Time to take a look at some schematics, some data, some tools, wide receiver corner matchups. We start with the good. We like to keep it positive. How about this one? The Steelers released this week Darius Slay out of Brunswick, Georgia. And they have replaced him with essentially Asante Samuel Jr., who was released by the Chargers, I guess, I don't even know when, but he's been out, maybe on a practice squad this year, but there's a name we haven't heard all year, Asante Samuel Jr. I thought he was going to be pretty damn good, quite frankly. I mean, his father was. That's usually my DNA cheat code. It's like when people ask me a couple of years ago, is James Cook going to be good? I'm like, yes, he is. Why? Because he's Dalvin's clone. That's why. Same with Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa. Well, didn't work out with Asante Samuel all that much. Career's not over, though. Very small sample size, but he's given up a lot of production. 0.79 fantasy points per route run. That's a good matchup there for Zay Flowers. I know we are relying on Lamar, but they do play a lot of single high. And that's good for Zay Flowers, basically. They play man. That's good for Zay Flowers. Could look it up real quick here and see where they are percentage-wise in terms of the single high, but I'm sure they're way up there. Yep, top five single high safety team in the National Football League, and that is good for one Zay Flowers. Jamo Williams against Tryquez Bridges, who gives up 0.46 fantasy points per round run, but I guess there is an outside chance that Trayvon Diggs plays. I saw he was limited. I'm not sure if he's just ramping up for a return next week, perhaps. But for now, Jamo up against Bridges. Jamo versus Trayvon Diggs would be quite interesting. But Bridges is currently giving up 0.46 fantasy points per route run. FYI, our projection maven over at fantasypoints.com, as of today, has Jamo Williams number one at wide receiver for the week. Debo Samuel, I was about ready to write him off, but he did show up last week, much to my surprise, and we do have a good matchup this week against Minnesota. They play a ton of two high safeties, and that's Debo's jam. You know, when you have that space underneath from the two high safety looks, that's kind of where Debo does his work. So that's why it's a good schematic matchup. He'll see a lot of Josh Metellus, who gives up, he's giving 0.45 fantasy points per route run, which is really quite bad, quite frankly. It's probably one of the five worst on the board this week. Next up, we do have a good matchup for Mr. Jackson Smith and Jigba up against Mike Hughes, former number one pick of the Vikings. I remember when they made that pick, I hated it because that was Mike Zimmer, a.k.a. Captain Caveman, just continuing to load up on defense and corners when they didn't have enough on offense. But that's neither here nor there. Good matchup for JSN. If he didn't knock you out of the running last week, you're probably going to be good to go and rewarded with another 80-plus yard game with 5-plus catches. Next and last, tomorrow, it's a good matchup all around for the Cowboy wide receivers, which is probably why we, by the way, have the highest total on the board. CeeDee Lamb, going to see a lot of Rocky Sin, who is not giving up a ton right now, but he's not a full-time player or hasn't been a full-time player, and he's a former number one pick bust of the, I think it was the Colts or the Raiders. I know he was on both squads, but it's a good matchup for CeeDee Lamb. Now, if I have time at the end of the segment, I will, and actually I know I'll have time, I'm going to go over and look at some other wide receivers who are looking good based on our matchup score in the wide receiver corner tool over at fantasypoints.com. So there's a lot of calculations going on with the matchup score, but first and foremost, I think the most important thing is it specifically looks at the skill of the receiver versus the DB that he'll likely see based on the alignment number. So it really does home in on the matchup. So before we get to that, some negative Nelly ones, some bad matchups here by the numbers. Michael Wilson up against Darius Williams, who is giving up just 0.27 fantasy points per route run. Wilson also, let's be honest, took a little bit of a step back last week after being on a two-game roll. That's the problem with this year. When you have a guy, oh, he's rolling two games, then you're like, let's hop aboard, and then the run ends as it did last week for Michael Wilson. DJ Moore up against Carrington Valentine. Sounds like a name that would be a very good Thurston Howell name. There's a reference for the kids. But anyway, Carrington Valentine gives up only 0.26 fantasy points per route run. And DJ Moore is very untrustworthy. I know he had a good game a couple weeks ago. That was a little bit of a surprise. On one touchdown, they literally forgot to cover him. I mean, you had to throw to him at that play because he was wide ass open. Next, we have Rome Odunze in that very same game. So obviously, we're not feeling warm and fuzzy about Caleb Williams. He'll see a lot of Keyshawn Nixon, who's giving up just 0.24 fantasy points per route run. They have been a little more suspect there on the outside, but they're generally stingy, and they have obviously a good pass rush. And Rome Odunze is not good against zone, period. Ladd McConkey, he's hitting a little bit of a struggle bus lately. We actually did an under on him a couple weeks ago, which we won, and that was hurtful because I'm a Ladd McConkey person. But he's going to see, you know, a good amount of Cooper DeJean, obviously, in the slot on Monday night, who's only given up 0.21 fantasy points per route run. That's one of the problems with the LA. And when you have myriad options, if one guy is a tougher matchup, you're like, all right, see you next week, dude. We're going to throw it to Quentin Johnston. We'll throw it to Keenan Allen. We'll throw it to Aronde Gadsden. Hell, we'll throw it to Trey Harris, the rookie who's out there playing, by the way. And then last but not least, Darnell Mooney. Been a disastrous year for Mooney. I'm a huge Mooney guy. I don't even know. We can't even grade him this year. It's been, it's a disaster for them, with the revolving door at quarterback and not a good offense. And for Mooney with myriad injuries, he'll see a lot of Devin Witherspoon. So probably not going to go there. And like I said, I do have time to look through a few more matchups that really stand out. These are elite matchups per our matchup grade for the week. Zay Flowers, numero uno on the week, by the way. Debo Samuel, we already mentioned him, second best. J-Mo, fourth best. Not for nothing, I might have to consider my guy, Isaac Tesla, for a special, even though we're ice cold on the specials. We really are. Although, by the way, Monday, I didn't even mention it. We didn't hit the special 7 yards shy of like plus 340, whatever the heck that was. So we did come close, but Tesla comes in really high. Justin Jefferson, this is it, Justin. You are putting, in my opinion, your legacy on the line a little bit for these next four games. We all know the Vikings are in the dirt, currently taking a dirt nap, but in terms of playoff run hopes and dreams. But the next 4 weeks are optimal matchups for the offense. And this week it starts here. Mike Sanristil getting beaten like left and right. He's not bad, but he's being asked to do a little bit more than he's capable, I think. So that's a good one right there. Let's see here. Jordan Addison's also coming up pretty high here as well. Terry McLaurin, pretty high. You're going to see a lot of Isaiah Rogers, Romeo Doubs in that game, Nashawn Wright. He comes in pretty high. Now, Christian Watson comes in high, but the individual matchup against Jalen Johnson scares me just a little bit. In that same game, Dontavian Wicks comes in high. You got Kyler Gordon back for the Bears. I believe he's coming back this week. I think he was out last week, trending toward a return. So actually, it's full strength with Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon. Alec Pierce, just start him. He is the one. He'll see a good amount of Greg Newsom. That's a pretty good matchup there. We did like Cortland Sutton last week. He comes in pretty high on the list with a positive matchup. Oh, by the way, one other guy, Chris Godwin. I think it's time to maybe buy low if you can on Godwin. He looked good last week. He looked very good. So I think he's back. So we could see a little bit of a bump up from Chris Godwin. We'll definitely get a bump up from our guy, Brett Whitefield. He'll join us on the other side. We'll see what he has cooking. He is Mr. Detroit Lions, so he should know of what he speaks. He knows the team like the back of his hand. But first, for those of you who haven't joined VSiN Pro yet, we have extended our Black Friday special for one full week. For just $60, you'll get full VSiN Pro access through May 1st. That includes daily best bets from our hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, AI prop tools everyone's benefiting from and talking about, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus full coverage of every major sport from now through the Masters, March Madness, all that. College football betting guide as well. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up now, VSIN.com/subscribe. Brent Whitefield next on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Wednesday edition of Prop Points continues right now. What's happening? I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. And without any further ado, we go to the progressive guest line and bring in our guy, Brett Whitefield, COO at Fantasy Points. Very fancy title on the X machine at BG Whitefield. Had the, we gave him the week off last week. He was out there. Not only is he studying film till like 7 a.m. and then taking like a 30-minute nap, he's preparing Thanksgiving apparently for the family. Brett, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, I do all the cooking in my house. So when we host, it's on me. It's on my shoulders. So there you go.
So you just went off of fumes. Like you're going off of fumes last week and hey, you got it done. But let's get into it here. Highest total on the board this week, the Dallas Cowboys at the Detroit Lions at 54.5, which is a little bit of a tough deal because we don't know about Amon-Ra. But, you know, I don't know how we break down the game without knowing that Amon-Ra plays, but I know you are optimistic on Jared Goff. So let's start there. What do you see there with Goff specifically in this matchup?
Yeah, for the record, I'm treating this as if Amon-Ra is not playing. However, I told you behind the scenes there that I feel like it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. But we're just going to pretend like he's not playing for now. So with Jared Goff, here's the thing with him, man. He's the best quarterback in the NFL against cover three defenses. That goes all the way back to 2022. No quarterback in the league has more passing yards or passing touchdowns against cover three. Dallas runs cover three very high. It's one of their number one shells. Their second most run covered shell is cover two. Guess what? Jared Goff also annihilates cover two since 2022, also leads the league in passing yards and touchdowns against cover two. So the thing that Dallas does the most, Jared Goff is very good at beating. Dan Campbell traditionally has owned Matt Eberflus run defenses. And I know Dallas has had a little bit of a resurgence on defense for sure. Their pass rush especially. One of the things that sticks out to me, though, you watch the tape of the Lions, you see that offensive line does a really good job against four-man rushes. It's been these teams that have all these crazy zero blitz that really give them trouble, like the Chiefs, like the Vikings, like the Packers. Right. Those are the teams that have given the Lions trouble. Dallas doesn't do that. They don't blitz at a very high rate, especially since the Quinnen Williams trade. Right. And their blitz package also isn't very effective. So I'm not super worried about Dallas's defense holding back the Lions in this game. I think Vegas is spot on here with the 54.5 number. I think this should be a shootout for sure.
Yeah, they're just lining up and rushing four, right? And hoping to play coverage back there. And they're not doing any exotic things to confuse the linemen or Goff like the Vikings did a month ago. And to your point, Goff played the Cowboys last year and he threw for 315/3. So let's move on to J-Mo Williams. You know, that was an interesting situation last week in that they were forced the ball to J-Mo. And while I guess he should have had another big play, did pretty darn well. So I thought that was interesting. What are your thoughts on J-Mo? I know you're looking at that over and you're kind of liking it.
Yeah, I know 80.5 seems high for a guy who's a candidate to not catch any passes in a game, but he's really come on the last month plus since Dan's taken over the play calling duties. He's made an effort to get J-Mo the ball, minus that one game where he did get blanked. And then you mix in the fact that Amon-Ra's probably not going to go in this one. I think J-Mo's a lock for a lot of production. He's quietly having like a good season. It's probably been the most frustrating good season ever, right? He's almost at 800 yards and seven touchdowns, but it feels like he's been blanked probably five of those games. So it's been really frustrating. But with no Amon-Ra, he will be the go-to guy. Dan has been praising him all week too, and his preparation, his work ethic. Mm. I just really feel like the trust factor is finally there with Goff and him. There are some game plans that just doesn't work out, unfortunately. I would imagine you see J-Mo running a lot less deep routes in this game and a little bit more of that Amon-Ra short area route tree.
Ah, well, talk to me about Tom Kennedy, because I want to run and go on the over here on Tom Kennedy at 27.5 era. I'm sorry, I cannot help myself. But yeah, Kennedy last week, I mean, he's not bad. I mean, I know he's been there a little while. I flashed in some preseasons, caught all four of his targets last week for 36. So if Amon-Ra ends up being ruled out here, you like Tom Kennedy.
Yeah, Tom Kennedy, he slides right into the Amon-Ra role. They've trained him to be Amon-Ra's backup. Kennedy's been with the team since 2019. That's a crazy fact that a lot of people don't realize.
Yes.
This is his sixth or seventh year with the team. He's been in and out of, you know, he bounces between practice squad and active roster.
Yeah.
But this they love this guy. Like he's part of, they call it the vet squad, not the practice squad. They absolutely love him. I think there's a massive trust factor here with Goff and him. They've got a lot of reps together. A lot of it's in practice, not necessarily in the game. There was a game, I think, back in 2022, John, where Amon-Ra did miss a game with the same injury.
Yeah.
And it was Tom Kennedy. I think he had six catches in that game, five or six catches for 60 yards or something like that. So we have the precedence there. I just don't think Tesla's ready for a big role. I think he will get more.
Right.
But as far as like the number two option in this game, it's going to be Gibbs and Kennedy. And then I think Tesla probably slides into that four spot as, you know, maybe they take a couple deep shots with him, red zone type stuff. I just don't see Tesla being ready for the spotlight quite yet. So I'm going Tom Kennedy here as the number two. The line at 27.5 is very favorable to us too.
I mean, I keep, you know, saying to myself, ask not what Tom Kennedy can do for you, but whether or not he's going to go over 27.5 yards. That's what I'm asking myself over here. Brett Whitefield of Fantasy Points on the line with us here on the Progressive Guest Line. How about Javonte Williams, got a lot of Jame Williams here, a Ja Williams here, up against your Lions. You're thinking under here. I was actually eyeballing the receiving, even though they don't throw it to him that much, maybe a little last week. Why do you like the under on Javonte?
The nature of the game script is the first attractive thing here. I do think it's going to be a shootout. I think Dallas is going to need to score points to keep up with Detroit, or vice versa, right? I think it's going to be a high scoring game either way. And I don't think they're going to have time to be patient with the run game. And Detroit is very stiff against the run still. I know they've had a couple leaky runs right here and there, but even you look at like the last 4 weeks, Detroit's given up two explosive runs, which is the best mark in the league. So they just don't give up enough in the run game for me to feel real confident with this in a game script that's going to be fast paced, a lot of throwing. I could see both quarterbacks hitting 45 dropbacks in this game. I just don't see it for Javonte this week.
And you do see it, though, correspondingly with Rain Dakota Prescott at over 265.5. That's a big number here, but I notice it's already like a primo schematic for George and for CD.
Yeah, it's really interesting because the previous to like week, that Giants game with the Lions, their pass defense is like top five in EPA allowed per dropback. And then Jameis Winston nuked them. Jordan Love nuked them last week. And I think they put some things on tape that are a little scary. And I think Dak and Shoddy there will be able to exploit that. I think they're going to have a good game plan for this one. They have the two, dudes in Pickens and Lamb that can take advantage of the beat up secondary. Detroit's still no Kirby Joseph. Taron Arnold just went on IR. They're going to be playing Rock Ya-Sin again and Avante Maddox and these guys.
Yep.
Those are good depth pieces, John, but we don't want them playing 60 snaps in a game, right? So I think this is a very favorable matchup for the Cowboys offense against this defense.
Yeah, I'm eyeballing the under on Ferguson, but it's a little scary because bad matchup, but you do have a total of 54.5. And then you're on Chase Brown against Buffalo. You've been on that forever. The horrific Bills run defense and my guy Chase Brown's looking a lot better. How about Devon Achane, 76.5? I'm looking at the Dolphins lately. I'm like, they're all about Achane. That's it. They got the right tackle back this week. The offensive line is blocking it up well. It's all Achane for Miami.
It's all Achane. It's been a complete identity shift. This is no longer like a fast-paced passing team. They want to hit you in the mouth with the run game, and they do it on the edges too. And the Jets, their run defense, if you look at the total numbers, they're pretty good. But if you look at the C gaps, the D gap, the E gap, that's where they get gashed. They just got gashed by Bijan Robinson. Achane leads the NFL in yards on wide runs, 12.3 explosive rate on such runs. The Jets are the second worst defense against such runs. So I think this is a really good schematic matchup for Achane on a team that just wants to feed him the ball.
And then in 30 seconds, A.D. Mitchell. I don't know if they play a lot of single high, but I mean, my man's getting a lot of targets. What do you see there?
Yeah, 90% route share already. And then he's led the team in target share in all three games he suited up for the Jets. I think he's their new number one receiver, at least until Garrett Wilson is back.
Yeah, very concise and very good answer there from our guy, Brett Whitefield, who is on the X machine at BG Whitefield. And if you are interested in more from Brett and yours truly, along with Graham Barfield, we do a recorded hour and a half live stream over on our YouTube page over at Fantasy Points, breaking down all the matchups. So definitely check that out and hang for the final segment. I'll take a look at all the point totals, the expected totals. We'll hash out what they mean next on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200. You can play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app, download Better today. Use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. And welcome back to this Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. One more segment to go, and then we're back tomorrow with Life Comes At You Fast Propage for Thursday Night Football. I guess I'm going to have to take a bunch of overs here, as the Cowboys and the Lions have the numero uno total on the board, which is saying something because it is a short week as well. So that's what we're doing here, looking at the totals. Dallas at Detroit, 54.5. Big number. Great schematic matchup, as I mentioned, for the Cowboy wide receivers and for Jared Goff, who dropped 315/3 on their butts last year in this matchup. So we'll see about Amon-Ra. I wonder how much this would tick down if Amon-Ra were ruled out, let's say, this time tomorrow. Like, where are we down to, like, 52? How many points is Amon-Ra worth, basically? And how much are they going to tax the total if they have to go with Tom Kennedy? We shall find out. Bengals at the Bills. By the way, I cannot say the name Kennedy without also going Ere. So I apologize for that. Bengals Bills at 52.5. Good schematic matchup for the Bengal wide receivers. Tougher matchup overall, but a good schematic. And it is a good schematic matchup for Josh Allen. So that alone right there tells me I understand why this is a very high total. We'll see about Dalton Kincaid. Maybe this is also baking in that Dalton Kincaid will return with the greatest matchup on the planet for a tight end up against Cincinnati. Number three on the list, counting down the totals for week 14, the anticipated totals, Colts at Jags, 48.5. Plenty of firepower on offense on both sides, of course. So schematic matchup for the quarterbacks. Maybe that's why it's not through the roof here, but still have a pretty good number at 48.5. So, yeah, I mean, probably fair to start almost anyone in the game. I would say it that way. ETN, Taylor, certainly our guy, Pierce, Pittman, Downs, Warren, Strange. I mean, kind of everybody's in play here for Indy Jacksonville. Number four on the list, the LA Rams at the Cardinals, 48.5. Not an ideal schematic matchup for Matt Stafford. May not mean anything, but I did note that. I think we're also paying some attention to what Jacoby Brissett has done. Jacoby Brissett is unbelievable. I trust him more than like 26 other quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And part of it is because Jacoby Brissett's kind of an old head. And he's kind of old school, and he's just like a traditional quarterback. Like, I'm going to drop back and I'm going to survey the field. I'm going to maybe do some pre-snap recognition, see what we see. I'm going to go through some progression reading, going through the coverages. Not many quarterbacks even do that anymore. They're looking up. First sign of trouble, they take off and run. So I love me some Jacoby Brissett. But we also got Marvin Harrison back, and you know, we certainly have a fire-powered offense in L.A. Number five, Seattle at Atlanta. Now, again, it's the fifth highest total. It's like, yeah, but it's only 44.5. So, I mean, let's not get too excited here. It is a good schematic matchup, though, for Sam Darnold and for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But maybe this is one of the reasons why it's not a little higher. Drake London out of practice today. Not the end-all, but not looking great. Number six on the list at 44.5 is tied with Seahawks, Falcons. Bears, Packers, weaker schematic matchups across the board. This could be a tough one to figure out because you've got like 17 different receivers involved. Cole Kmet, Colston Loveland, Rome Odunze, Luther Burden, Zacchaeus, DJ Moore, and then we can name 1,400 different Green Bay receivers as well. So I don't think I'm going to be going in on any overs here, even though it's the six highest total on the board. 44.5 doesn't really do it for me. Number seven on the board, Steelers Ravens. 42.5. The Steelers are god awful. Just that is work. If you cover the Steelers for a living, that's work. I'd rather ditch digging. Sorry. No offense to ditch diggers. It's just brutal to watch. It's just so painful. And so are the Ravens. I mean, Lamar showed a little bit of sign of life last week with his legs, but not much with the forward pass. It is a good schematic matchup there for Zay Flowers. 42.5, though, it's sad. And again, across the board, it's mostly weaker schematic matchup. Saints Bucks, 42.5, not bad, but not a lot of positive matchups here on the board here in this game. That's probably why it's only 42.5. We're certainly not baking into this Mike Evans returning. He's probably going to miss another week. Commanders at Vikings. See, now I'm going to brush back a little bit. There's a couple low totals I think should be over. This is one of them. Commanders at Vikings, 41.5. It's a good schematic matchup for Zach Ertz. I mean, the guy caught 10 balls last week for over 100 in a bad schematic matchup. It's also a good schematic matchup for Debo. They play a ton of two high safeties. That's what you want for Debo. It's also a good schematic matchup for J.J. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hockenson. So I'm going over. I may actually take a total over here this week. Number 10, we're counting down the point totals expected for week 14. It's the Texans and the Chiefs. This is sad. 41.5. With all the firepower of KC and Mahomes, no, we're not expecting firepower with a total of 41.5 and a nasty matchup against the Houston Texans. So not a great matchup across the board. Poor schematic matchups out the yin-yang in that game. Number 11, Eagles-Chargers. Terrible schematic matchups across the board, mostly for Jalen Hurts, quite frankly, which helps explain why it's only 40.5. Dolphins-Jets. Here we go. It is a good schematic matchup for Tua, but as we stated about 12 minutes ago, Miami doesn't care. It's Devon Achane. That's their offense. They got what's-his-face back, Jackson, the right tackle. So they're even better. And all of a sudden, their offensive line is blocking it up really well. And Achane's just running through like a hot knife through butter. Next up is number 13 on the list, the Broncos and the Raiders. We do have a total of 40.5. I'm going to brush back against this as well. I think we'll go over here, even though I understand why. Not the greatest schematic matchup for Bo Nix. Oh, boy. So we'll spread 212 yards among 17 different receivers. And didn't they just sign someone in Denver? I saw that. I'm like, oh no. Oh yeah, Elijah Moore. Great. Another weapon for Sean Payton. He's right now in his underground lair hatching up route combinations for Eli Moore, basically, the guy who wasn't on the team a week ago. But we do have a low total, so let's not expect entire fireworks. And then 33.5. This is repugnant. Titans-Browns. Lowest total on the board, a leather helmet era total of 33.5. And we'll close out the show with a best bet that I will make for tomorrow night's game. But stay tuned to VSiN after Prop Points. It's Money Moves with Stormy Bob and Tony and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 p.m. Eastern. On today's show, Kendall Valenzuela has her best prop bets, I assume, and fantasy adjustments for the weekend. It is time for me to pop out a best bet for tomorrow's game. And we are going to go with Jameson Williams, but we're not going to touch the yardage total because it's high, but we're going to go longest reception over 27.5. He's hit this in three of his last four with gains of 44, 40, and 41. Cowboys been a deep funnel all year long. J-Mo's got to make a big play in this one. That's a show. We'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.